CliffCentral.com.
All right, it's called Be As You Are. It's Mike Posner. TouchCentral.fm, CliffCentral.com. Don't forget, at the end of this year, when we finish our last show on the 23rd of December, this show is moving onto CliffCentral.com only. So if you like what we're doing, you can come with us and you can listen on the Cliff Central app, which you should download too. If you want to stick around at Touch Central, we've got a very exciting new announcement about something that will be coming into the mornings ASAP, but I can't tell you anything now. Can't spoil the fun. I can't reveal too much yet, but there's going to be a big seismic move, which is going to, it's really going to upset radio's very delicate balance. As if they aren't already in the doldrums. Poor guys. Sure. So hang around for that. It's going to be very exciting. All right. So let's get stuck into some things. First of all, I found this, you know, big data is what everyone's talking about these days. The machines that we have, the internet, the ability to accumulate huge amounts of statistical data. You know, everybody called Ben, for example. You can do comparisons across all the Bens in the whole world and find things out. So I typed your name in, Ben, on a website that does an analysis of your name. Okay. There are only about 7 humans called Ben Karpinski in the United States.
Well, that's a lot.
And 7.8 million people live in America with a first name Ben.
Hmm.
Also, there are 2,073 humans in America with a family name of Karpinski. Did you know that?
I did not, Gareth.
Ben is always a male name. There are only 0.6% of people on Earth who are female and are called Ben.
That's strange, because Ben essentially means son.
Yeah, so it would be very odd.
Very odd.
Most Bens are born in the month of March. Most Bens die in January. There's something to look forward to. If your name is Ben Karpinski, you're most likely a white Caucasian.
Yep.
1%. Only 1% of all the Ben Karpinskis are Hispanic or of mixed ethnicity. And the average Ben Karpinski is worth about $180,000. How do you like that?
Fair enough.
All right. Isn't that interesting?
It's generous.
You think that's generous? Okay, do you want me to look up yours, Flax? Where are you? Why are you not? Why is your microphone not on here? I switched you on and now you're gone. Hang on a second. There we are.
Are you checking me out for name and surname combined?
Yeah.
Or name
yeah,
then
yeah.
surname?
Michael Flax. I'm checking it out. All right, Michael Flax, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
There are only 19 Michael Flaxes in the whole of the USA.
Well, that's good.
People named Michael Flax are most often very healthy.
Yeah.
But they can live a risky and accident-prone life, and here is why. The average life expectancy for people named Michael Flax for the U.S. recorded in all the books since 1880s, 67 years.
Ooh. That's good going.
No, that's
not
terrible,
really.
Michael.
You hit your pension at, like, what, 58, 59?
Michael Flax is most likely Caucasian. Okay, that's probably about right. 76% of all Michael Flaxes are that. 20% are African-American. There are 20%... of the name Michael Flax that belong to African Americans. How old is Michael Flax? The average Michael Flax in the United States is 40 years old.
Jeez.
And your net worth is lower than Ben's. 168,000.
So is this an actual website you plug this into?
Yeah.
So that's $168,000 to buy a Michael Flax.
Yeah, basically. And Michael is an extremely popular baby name even now. Did you know that?
It's the number one most popular baby name, I think, for 2015 and 2016.
It's the 7th most popular in the United States. But it reached its peak popularity in 1999.
Anything to do with Michael Jackson?
May have done. The most Michael Flaxes are found in New York State. Extremely popular name in New York State. And... let me see this. Most Michaels are born in the month of September and die in January.
I'm born in September.
And so you're gonna die in January.
Dying in January business.
Well, a lot of people die in January, Ben. In the United States, it's cold. Let me see what mine churns out. I mean, it's a pity this is only the US, but what the hell. So, Gareth Cliff, let's have a look here. There are only about 3 of us in the whole of the United States. Vermont is the state with the most names, Gareth. Vermont.
I'm guessing the average age is going to be high.
Average age, 73.5 years. It's not bad, right? We live a long time. No, no, sorry, that's life expectancy. Sorry. Average age? Hang on a second. Gareth is always a male name. Only 0.1% are women. Average age of a Gareth Cliff in the United States is 26 years old. There we go. You want to know anything else?
How much are you worth?
I'm cheaper than both of you. $109,200.
Ooh, that must hurt.
Not really. I could care less. All right, so there's some interesting stuff. I wonder what Donald Trump, whether it kicks it up because he's so rich. Let's just try Donald Trump and see how that works out here. The name Donald Trump. Okay, there are 5 Donald Trumps in the United States. Average life expectancy, 69.8 years. He's already beaten that one. Donald Trump is almost always a Caucasian. Net worth, $218,400. Yeah, that's up a lot more than all of us. Huh. And it's always a male name. It'd be horrible to be a girl called Donald Trump, right? And most Donald Trumps are in Pennsylvania.
Try put in like a really messed up name. All like right. The most, like a name we never even thought someone would name their child.
Like LaSquanda.
Let's try LaFonda. LaFonda. No result.
What about Fornicate John? First name Fornicate, second name.
Here's one. How about LaFawn Johnson? Want to try that?
Yeah.
Let's see how many people are called LaFawn Johnson. Only 3. And most of them live in Illinois and Texas. LaFawn. They live a long time. It's usually a Caucasian woman. And 34% are African American. And they have no statistical... net worth $197,000. That's not bad. All right. There we go. Some stupid stuff for the morning to make you a little excited about life, no matter what your name is. Maybe I should post the link to what that website is on cliffcentral.com and you can go and look up your own. Okay, Ben, what do you got?
Gareth, the International Pantone Institute has basically named its color of the year.
Oh, yeah?
Any guesses?
The color of your mug, your horrible, ugly ceramic mug. Did you post that picture on our Instagram account?
That got the most interaction our Instagram account has yet.
Okay, go and have a look at this mug. It's disgusting. It's sort of it's like a baby poo brown yellow.
Well,
we'll
get into that in a sec. Just let's get to my original question.
Pantone, I don't know.
Pantone Color Institute says,
you tell me.
Color of the year is 15-343, which is green. Now, the reason these guys are relevant is because whenever they say something's a color of the year or something, it then starts to find its way into society. So fashion and products and design and life and all these kind of things then replicate.
Color of the year.
So color of the year is a green kind of color. Worst color of the year?
Something near an orange or a yellow.
Gareth, I'm not making this up. The worst color of the year is Pantone 448C. You know what 448C looks like?
Uh-uh.
It looks like my mug.
Really?
I'm not making this up. It is called...
That's great.
The color is actually called Death, Dirty, and Tar. That's how it's described. And it is the color of my mug to the T. It is such a bad color.
It's called
color.
Death.
Yeah. Death, Tar, Dirty. It's such a bad color that the Australians, because you know Australians are so PC and all about not taking any risks. A team got together to create the world's worst color to put on all tobacco products. To discourage people from obviously smoking. And the color they came up with was 448C.
448C sounds horrendous. And I'm looking at the color right now. It really is about the color of your cup, of your mug there. It's disgusting.
It's such a horrible color that it's such a great success in discouraging people that other countries are now following suit and they're putting this color onto all their tobacco products. 448C.
By the way, you will find 448C on the Mona Lisa. It's the color of her dress, roughly. And it was once a popular color at some time in history, but clearly that has changed. Now the only thing that you will find that is 448C is Ben's ugly mug. God, it's ugly. Oh, my God. Oh, it's the worst. Where did you find that mug again?
Oh, Checkers.
Yo.
It cost me 6 rand.
You said had, 4 rand yesterday.
Yeah, but then I found the sticker.
Oh. It still has the sticker on?
Yeah.
What a horrible mug.
I tore it off and I washed it again.
What an embarrassing mug. Okay. Well, there's a pretty horrible thing to think about. The worst color, but the best color is a green.
Yeah, it's like similar to the shirt you're wearing today, actually. That is the color of the year.
Yeah. Green is a happy color, and around this time of year, people like green.
And also, people want to be
Christmas
green.
Christmas trees.
You know, it depicts good things in the environment and all that kind of stuff, so yeah. That's where they want to be with it, and that's why it's such a big deal.
Cool, I like it. Flax, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Yours, Ben? You're also wearing green today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Pashida, what's your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple. Okay. Most people, blue and green. You know that?
You know what I found, like, the most pleasing color? Like, the most calming color? You know that jewelry manufacturer, Tiffany & Co.?
Mm.
They got that, like, turquoisey color. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not
really.
It's
like the color of their boxes and stuff. Tiffany & Co.
Let me look it up.
It's the most relaxing color.
All right. I've got to see this to understand what you're talking. Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, it's sort of a... It's a light turquoise.
Mm.
So it's sort of a blue with a little bit of green in it.
It reminds me of sea and tortoises and stuff like that.
Aquamarine, that's the color. All right.
So calming.
Very nice. Okay, Flex. Very specific. The color of the Tiffany & Co.
If something has that color, like, I'm prone to buy it. I don't care what it is.
Oh,
I do care how much it costs, but I don't care what it is.
Well, Tiffany & Co. is pretty expensive
stuff. Yeah, I'm not buying that.
So stay away from that if you don't mind.
If they sell the boxes, I'll buy those.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you!
Do you want to know who the most overpaid actors are in Hollywood?
Who doesn't?
Okay,
who wants to know who these overpaid people are?
So what Forbes has done, okay, so Forbes are really, really smart like this. They took the last three movies these actors had, so the amount that they were paid in relation to the actual box office money.
Okay. In other words, overpaid people are the ones who are paid a lot of money, but their movie doesn't deliver the returns.
Okay, so number 10, Bradley Cooper is the 10th most overpaid actor in Hollywood. $12.10 for every $1 paid. That's not a good return. And
that's
he's only the
10th. That is very bad return. If you were investing in him as a company in the stock market, you would have lost a fortune.
Julia Roberts is the 9th most overpaid actor in Hollywood. She is $10.8 for every $1 paid.
Right.
The 8th most overpaid actor in Hollywood is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Mark Wahlberg is the 7th most overpaid actor. The 6th most overpaid actor is Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I would have put him at number 1.
George
but
Clooney.
But then his movies actually make money. People
well, exactly,
like it.
Because he's like the Leon Schuster of America in many
right.
ways.
Exactly.
George Clooney is the 5th most overpaid actor.
Right.
Will Ferrell, number 4.
Jeez, these are all the biggest names.
Channing Tatum, 3.
Wow, how much is he overpaid?
I don't know, this gets quite confusing now because they're going to decimals and things. Will Smith, number 2.
Because with him, you divide it by his 6-pack, so you'd end up with a number divided by 6 for each ab.
So Channing Tatum is the 3rd most overpaid actor. Will Smith is the 2nd most overpaid actor, which then gets us to number 1. Who you reckon takes number 1 spot?
Who do they totally overuse? Who's the most overpaid actor?
Dwayne Johnson.
No way, he's the best.
No, he's the best, but he's the most overused.
Yeah, but the thing is, Michael, it's about relation. So if your movies are a success and you're getting paid lots of money, you're called a sure bet, you called a good thing. We're talking here about people who aren't getting good returns.
Zac Efron?
Nope, doesn't get paid enough.
I don't know. I'm stumped.
You'd be surprised how simple this is.
Can you give us clues?
Yeah, give us a clue, but let us play this game a little bit.
Okay, his movies are mostly shit. Had some issues relationship-wise.
Bashida says Brad Pitt.
Yeah, fair guess, but no. Takes himself way too seriously.
Tom Cruise.
Nope, he gets good returns. Go back to the clue about his movies are mostly shit.
Kevin Costner.
Think of franchise movies.
Vin Diesel?
Bashida says Vin Diesel.
The shit movies he's been in, they've actually made quite a few of them despite them being so shit.
Name one movie.
Well, then they would give it away, Michael. That'll be the end of the game.
Okay, well, give us the name then.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Obviously the most overpaid actor in Hollywood.
Really?
Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, that is just a pile of crap. And he's always taking himself so seriously. Relationship problems, obviously, he was, you know, Amber Heard didn't go well.
No. So he's totally overrated. I mean, the guy, maybe everybody said he was the best actor ever. Do you remember? And so he is completely overpaid for the movies that he does.
Yeah, look, originally I had the thing wrong. So basically what it is, that Bradley Cooper, he'll only return you $10 to the dollar. Johnny Depp will only return you $2.8 to the dollar. So that's why the
terrible
overpaid
return.
Thing.
Did you see they released the official trailer for the new Baywatch?
Looks amazing.
I was very confused if this is a proper movie or if it's a parody of Baywatch. They're making silly jokes and stuff.
Who's in it again?
Zac Efron, Dwayne Johnson.
Michael, it's meant to be very cutting and dark humor. So it's an evolution of Baywatch rather than a parody.
I think it's going to be a flop, to be honest.
Yeah.
Who are the women in it? Forget about Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Zac Efron. Come on.
There's a couple of
cares about them.
Models turned actresses, not really the big names.
Yeah, but I want to listen to this trailer quickly and see if it gets
any
clues.
Brilliant. I want to watch this movie.
Come on. I need to see the trailer to the trailer. Do they have the same music? Yes.
Yeah, it's all just been revamped. Rebooted.
Priyanka Chopra.
This sounds like some.
All they show is they just show like a man with a.
This isn't the official trailer.
Oh, is this not it?
No, I think you're on the wrong one.
You've got something different.
All right, that didn't look good. Okay, here it is. Got the official trailer. Sorry, I apologize.
Our team is the elite. Of the elite. We're the heart and soul of this very beach. We protect when other people don't want to protect. And we go above and beyond.
It's so ridiculous because lifeguards are actually completely useless.
No, they're not. Objection.
Yes, they are.
Objection.
Oh, come on.
They are not useless.
Oh, please.
First of all, how dumb
you have to be to swim out so far that you get caught in a current and
they go
saved.
For lots of training.
You really don't go out of the house lots, do you? You ever heard of rips and currents?
I have been in the sea. Listen to me. I've been in the sea since I was 3 years old. Okay, I knew exactly what. The minute you go and you lose your footing, you feel a strong backwash. You could feel it ripping to the side. It's the other side. You know you got a problem. You got to make a landmark. You got to face the beach. You got to find yourself 2 points of reference, and you make sure that you stay between those 2 points. If you go too far left or too far right, you're in trouble.
And
don't go so deep that you can't control the way you're going.
All right, Grandpa, but what are people who don't have rational thought, which is 75%
of
the world?
Then they must drown.
I remember when Gareth taught Bear Grylls how to swim.
Oh, shut up, Flex. Come here with your shit. All right, listen to this. This is Baywatch. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's rescuing.
If you want me, you can have me.
Some other time.
Oh, wow. This is cool.
We're staring into the abyss here. City Council's already cut our funding. It's up to us to restore the Baywatch brand.
Oh, no. The City Council's taking away their funding? How mundane. Aren't there monsters in this thing?
I'm Matt Brody, ready for duty.
Can you just look at my boobs? You should look at my face.
I'm trying, but it's so close to your boobs.
This is the guy you think is a good PR opportunity for us.
Do some shots!
He's reckless. With 2 gold medals. How many gold medals do you have? Probably 0. We got a dead body on our beach.
That's not our job.
My gut says there's some bad shit going on over there, and my balls say we need to check it out.
My balls say,
it's just take it easy, Ryan.
Why do your balls sound like 3-year-old girls?
I don't know, man. That's just how they talk. But they're wise.
Welcome to Baywatch. Oh.
All right, I can
Why
get
are you
in.
Grabbing me so tight?
Why does she always look like she's running in slow-mo?
You see it too?
Wow, what a song. I mean, first of all, they've won me over with the soundtrack.
Yeah, I was so hooked.
Oh, it's good. All right, and then this very, very hot Chopra woman.
Come on. You turn
turn the canals into the damn X Games.
Yeah, that's because we were in lifeguard pursuit.
There's no such thing.
By the way, Zac Efron's got this horrible bleached blonde top to his hair, and then it's dark under that.
I just want to, like,
anybody think that's a good thing?
Has anyone seen Zac Efron and Rob Lowe in the same room?
You think they're the same people?
I'm thinking that someone cloned Rob Lowe and then just, like, fed him testosterone and stuff.
Or they put Rob Lowe's sperm or his DNA into some woman who was unsuspecting, and that's Zach's mom. Maybe something like that.
It's like he was engineered to be a Hollywood actor.
Hmm. Well, there we go. There's Zach and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
How cool.
Another two movies also to look forward to in 2017.
Yes.
I just saw there's a new Spider-Man called Spider-Man Homecoming. And then there's also a sequel to 50 Shades of Grey called 50 Shades Darker, which is also going to be really good. Those trailers are out.
Ben's sleepy already. Nkosi says, I'm embarrassed for Ben. Being the only known owner of a cup adorning the world's worst color must really suck.
Yeah, Ben? There's other features to me, thankfully.
All right, we'll come back in a moment or two with some news, get into the headlines. And we'll check in on sport, and we'll take your calls. You know what to do. 0861-555-189. January's a tough time. It's the Monday of months. Nobody loves January. But it could be your second Christmas if you enter the Russell Hobbs Rush. They're giving away 350,000 Rand in cash and four trolley dashes where you could grab as many appliances as you can fit in your trolley in 30 seconds. To enter, purchase any Russell Hobbs appliance between now and the 15th of January. Visit RussellHobbsRush.co.za to submit your details and follow Russell Hobbs on Facebook and Twitter for competition updates. Make a dash for it. Ben's mom did the other day.
Oh, yeah.
She bought an iron.
She did indeed, and now she's entered.
There we go. So she could be in that trolley dash. And if you're going to take on Ben's mom, you need to know she's pretty fierce in the shopping aisles. You better up your game. You'll need to train this holiday. Make sure that you really are on top of things. Because if Ben's mother is against you in the trolley dash, well, you're going to lose. There's a lot of stuff that she wants, and she's going to damn well get it. All right? If you need more, go along to RussellHobbsRush.co.za and find out more. It's all over there. Now, somebody sent me a note to say that they just love this new Maroon 5 song, which is Don't Wanna Know, features Kendrick Lamar. Take a listen to this. It's a nice Friday song. I hope it'll make you feel good. That's very nice. It's Kendrick Lamar featuring, well, in this case, it's featuring Kendrick Lamar, and it's Maroon 5 and Don't Wanna Know. Yeah. Are we ready to get stuck into the weekend? Because it is coming at you, whether you like it or not. Okay, says the boob lady in the trailer for Baywatch is from True Detective Season 1. She was Woody Harrelson's fling. Maybe one reason to watch the movie.
The boob lady? Is that how you refer to a woman?
What a filthy misogynist.
Objective misogynist.
Son of a bitch. All right, Gabriella. Sometimes the actors who are in these movies who are overpaid, it's not always their fault, Ben, Gabriella says. It might be a horrible movie.
Well, they accepted it.
They choose the script. You know, they can always say no. Tanya says, what has Ben seen the error of his ways yet? That mug. He loves it.
Guys, it's a good size. I keep telling you, it's just the perfect size for the coffee that comes out of the machine.
And then this is from Chris. Chris says, how poor must all the other Donald Trumps be if their average net worth is so low? Because the real Donald Trump is tremendously rich.
He's really rich.
I'm really, really rich. Oh, wow. That's funny. Roscoe says, there are three other Roscoe Adams in Cape Town. Three of us are in software development, and the other one is studying software development. One of them even worked with my wife in the same team, which confused everybody because they thought it was her husband. That is fantastic, Roscoe. God, that's funny. Jerome says, I bought a Ford Everest 2 weeks ago. Today I saw on the net how one in Australia spontaneously caught fire. I'm worried.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because that's their big one. So the Cougar's like the middle SUV, and the Everest is the big one.
I think my sister-in-law has an Everest. I better get those children the hell out of her hands for the next couple of days when she's driving them around. You never know. Zandi says, people are being unfair towards the coffin guys who had committed... People who have committed terrible crimes are given bail, but they are not given bail because of shoving a criminal in a coffin. P.S. I'm black and I understand what they have done because I've seen it before being done to my fellow blacks. Yo, Zandi, I don't know. Hey, I've got to... far be it for me to tell you how to feel about any of this stuff, but I have to say I think they're pretty horrible people. There's just something so mean about it. Katleho Mokwena says, I would just like to wish my sister's daughter a happy birthday. Well, there we go. Sister's daughter, happy birthday. Mfundo says, good morning, everybody. Mid-December, boss, free flow to Christmas. Just a corner to carols. Let's bump and grind. Yeah, carols happening this Sunday. Make sure that you get your tickets at compyticket.com. They are selling like hotcakes. In fact, I'm not even sure if there are any left. So go quickly before you get left out in the cold. Let's get into some headlines. Ben, it is 7:30. What are the most important breaking stories right now?
Well, Gareth, unfortunately, the breaking stories are around President Jacob Zuma.
Oh, no.
Firstly, trade union Howell says that he must go now. He must just step down. No more of this. He's got to step down. Cyril Ramaphosa has got to step in as the sort of interim solution.
Yeah.
He's not going to fix the ANC, they believe, but he'll definitely do a damn sight better than Jacob Zuma, which is a fair point. Mm. Something that's echoed by the DA, they've given their annual report card of the sort of ministers in charge. And Jacob Zuma scores bottom with an F-. Now, the F- is pretty much the bottom grade. The top grade given to the ANC top brass was Pravin Gordhan, who got a B. He got a B because he's in charge of the finance, and he's obviously trying to fight against Thunder there, so that's his big deal. Eskom have been downgraded by ratings agency Fitch. They were at a stable position, and they are now negative outlook going forward. No big surprise there whatsoever. The coffin suspects that Gareth just mentioned now...
You mean you wouldn't lend money to Eskom? What's wrong with you?
I don't know if I'd want to do anything with Eskom.
You have to. You have no choice.
Yeah, no, but if I had a choice... I like to live in a perfect world where if I had a choice, I wouldn't do anything with them. I don't even think I'd go to a golf day for them.
No. And you love golf.
I do indeed. So those guys that you were talking about to the coffin, I think it's generally known as coffin suspects,
the
right?
The coffin guys,
the coffin twins duo. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the real technical name is for them yet. So their application for bail has been completely picked apart by the judge. And, well, they're getting no sympathy whatsoever. And basically, he was just calling bullshit on their talk about they were being threatened by the person they were putting in the coffin. So they'll be behind bars for the festive season and shall remain there until January the 25th when their next court hearing will take place.
Huh.
So Professor Mokuve, he will be back in Parliament on Tuesday, not because he wants to be, pretty much because he's been summoned. So he's being in. He's got to go. He's delaying procedures as much as possible because he believes his human rights have been violated. Not only was he not given information in Braille prior to the proceedings, where he feels that he was disadvantaged by that, he also claims that he was being verbally abused and insulted by members of the adult committee.
For someone who's such a professional victim, this guy really shouldn't have a leadership position. We can't have people with insecurity complexes at the top of any organization. Even if you are blind and half deaf and you can't move, and I don't care what your problem is. If you're a winner and you're someone who has confidence and you don't think of yourself as a victim, then none of your disabilities matter. Yeah. But if you use your disabilities as a card to get sympathy and to excuse really piss poor performance, then you don't deserve anyone's sympathy, let alone the job. Get out of there, you loser.
He, of course, is the...
Your biggest disability is your brain.
He, of course, is the last remaining board member. So when you talk about SABC board, it's just him. More than 20 people have collapsed and vomited after drinking a mysterious liquid provided by Mtata Pasta.
Oh, no.
So you know the drill. Obviously, miracles have been claimed and given out. And then this mysterious liquid was ingested by members of a congregation. And they all collapsed and started vomiting and were just in horrible shape. Paramedics were rushed to the scene, but all but one of the victims refused to go to hospital because they believe it was God's work in play. Needless to say, the prophet, Prophet Pumzile Topi, he fled the scene. So confident he was in his ways that he decided to flee.
You know, this is something else.
It's becoming a national problem.
I'm blown away. You know, a lot of people are angry with these pastors, which is fair enough. I mean, they're misleading people. They're taking advantage of people. They are just criminals. And to put people's lives at risk is unconscionable, right?
It is. They're criminals. You're right.
But you have to ask yourself. And, you know, I mean, Justice Malala said this the other day, so I'm going to put in the caveat before I even put across my point of view. He said people are so desperate. They are so desperate. They're out there in the cold. They got nothing going on. They don't have jobs. They don't have prospects. They don't have an education. They don't have a house. They don't have a wife or a husband. There's nothing in their lives. Just imagine the howling wilderness of being out there in the South African rural community where you have no self-respect, you have no self-esteem, you have nothing to live for. Let me tell you something. You might have a shitty job, all right? You might hate your job. You might wake up in the morning and go, the last thing I feel like doing is going to work today. I'm earning no money. I don't like the people I work with. I don't have job satisfaction. Just take a moment to consider how lucky you are. Just think about that, because the reason that you're not going to some clearly bullshit church where there's clearly some charlatan who's going to lie and cheat and steal your money and convince you that some mysterious liquid will bring the Holy Spirit into your life, and you're so desperate you fall for it, mostly because you're just desperate, not because you're stupid. Mostly because you'll take anything. Snake oil, miracle promises, prayer. You've got so little happiness and meaning in your life that you'll just accept anyone's word, even if it's total lies and credulous untruth. Be grateful for the little things you have. It must be the most awful world to live in, where these kinds of things are the only ray of light at the end of a very, very dark tunnel. You know, if you think you've got a horrible life, just be grateful for the stuff you've got. Your life is really terrible. You're at rock bottom when you go to some church in a tent and a guy makes you drink stuff and you're not sure what it is, and then you get violently ill. Then your life's pretty much at rock bottom. I can't imagine a worse place to be.
It's a horrible sort of reflection of where society is right now.
I call it religion by desperation.
It is. That word desperation. People are so hugely desperate.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like in the back of their minds, nobody can be this desperate, but they're going, what else have I got?
Yeah, got nothing else to go for.
I'm willing to go for this.
People don't even read their Bible, for heaven's sakes.
Well, that too, Gareth. That too.
All right.
Right, in the sports, it is these big sevens weekends. So, Cape Town Sevens, the first match will kick off for SA against Russia, 12:49. Then play against the USA on 4:10.
All right.
And then against Australia at 4:08. Tougher group than last time in Dubai, last week in Dubai, where they won. And obviously Fiji, the big threat of Fiji always looms. New Zealand aren't the force they used to be. And a few other teams might be, you know, Wales pretty good last week. Australia also quite handy. Samoa, they're about sometimes in these tournaments. So look out for some dark horses like that. Otherwise, look out for the Fiji-SA final. That's what I'm going to predict there. Crawler Hendricks has mysteriously just suddenly signed for French club Toulon, despite the fact that he was man down with a heart problem not so long ago, and he essentially retired, and we thought that was the end of him. But he seems to be resurrected, although we might not see him for the box, seeing as he is going to go to France. Former SAFA president Kirsten Nomatandani, he has been banned by FIFA for being a dodgy bastard. So basically, match fixing, corruption, all that
and
kind of stuff.
He was in charge of SAFA for a long time.
He was. So
didn't a bunch of our politicians come to his defense?
Yeah, of course.
Say he's a great guy.
Yeah, of course they did. So he was there, and he was just, you know, drinking from the trough of corruption. So he's been banned by FIFA for 5 years. I always believe if you've been banned by FIFA, that is the final indication that you are
banned by FIFA.
You are as corrupt as they come if they ban you.
Yeah.
In other football news, look out for this weekend. Sundowns will be in action in the FIFA World Club Cup. They'll take on the Japan team, Kashmina Antlers. Kashmina Antlers beat Auckland City yesterday 2-1.
Yeah.
So that'll take place on Sunday, 12:30 South African time. That's midday. And even if Sundowns lose that match and come home straight away, they would have picked up 13.5 million rand, which is decent. I know you've got to spread it across a whole bunch of people, but still.
Right.
That's pretty good. What I want to see here is Sundowns get all the way to the final, right? And then they'll make big money, like huge money. Let's just say they make 50 million. And I want to see them come back and then Rasmataz standing there with some other check for 800,000 just so he can get a selfie with the guys.
Shame.
You know, looking for a pre-Christmas hug.
Shame, what a loser.
Other cup competition, Cape Town City will take on Super Sport United for the Telkom Knockout Cup. The final will take place Saturday, 5 p.m. Peter McCarver Stadium in the Polokwane. Big matches in the English Premier League to look out for: Arsenal versus Stoke on Saturday at 5, Leicester versus Man City at 7:30, and Sunday Chelsea versus West Brom at 2, Man United versus Spurs 4:15, Liverpool versus West Ham. They'll take place at 6:30. In cricket, England are currently 376 for 8. They're showing a bit of red god action with the tail against India, and that is the fourth test. India are 2-0 up in that, and they pretty much will win it. Chad Clough reset or broke his existing 100-meter butterfly world record. He set it again, and that is the FINA World Short Course event. Now Chad just kills it in these. He's got the most gold medals. He's just all over it.
Well done to him,
because that's where he makes lots of money.
Sure.
Got it. Got to make money as athletes. You got a small window. Gareth, that is pretty much it for the sport. You've got the Hong Kong Open, Hong Kong Open golf-wise, the Franklin Templeton Shootout. Those are your two big events for the weekend. And yeah, that's pretty much it for sport. Very go nice, Blitzbox.
Ben. Very nice.
Grab him by the pussy.
Right, exactly. All right, thank you, Ben. Very, very nice. We've got a couple of things I want to get to in a moment or two. Dori, who we were talking about yesterday, disparagingly, we said she wouldn't know how to choose the songs of 2016 because she's such an 80s fan. Right?
Yeah.
So look at this. She's chosen three songs. I think we'll play the one that she chose as the number one in just a second. But have a look at this quickly. So this is a number three song. It's Timo ODV. Are you ready? Take a listen to this. I think you'll know the song. It's called Dancing Again. She gave us a 3, 2, and a 1. This Timo ODV, he's good with bass lines, man.
We played this yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. So this is her number 3 song. I just want to hear that bass kick in, and then I'll move to number 2. So that's her number three. Number two is this one. It's a cover of Nirvana, I think. Take a listen to this. It's called In Bloom by Sturgill Simpson. Yeah?
Sam keeps food. Where?
Spring. I have never heard this before, have you?
Never. I think she's taking the piss, actually.
All right, and then a number one song is this one, which we'll play for you in a second. In fact, we'll play the whole thing. It's really good. It's Lucas Graham with 7 Years. A lot of people like this. All right, let's get into Friday, shall we? Everybody get excited. We've got Rami and Romeo coming in later on. They've got a show on cliffcentral.com, but I want to tell you all about them in a short while.
Cliffcentral.com.